Nothing but just great songs for the county town.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
For love, Meatloaf and Cher, right here, online, on your smart speaker, on the app, and on 107.8. You're listening to Tone FM, I'm Giles Cosgrove, and this is an extra special edition of the Sunday Alternative. We are paying tribute to the man, the myth, the bat out of hell, none other than Meatloaf, who sadly passed away this week at the age of 74. We are charting his career, playing album versions of some of his best tracks with archive interviews. Later, we'll be replaying an interview our very own Patch Jobson got with Lorraine Crosby about her collaboration with Meat and Jim Steinman. But whether you love Meatloaf or whether you do not get it at all, one thing is for sure. No one sounded like Meatloaf. He had a 3-octave range and was an absolute powerhouse of a frontman. He really got into it, and here's how he did it.
When I'm talking to you, I'm Meatloaf.
Yeah.
I'm Meat.
Yeah.
But when I'm on stage, I'm not. When I'm doing films, I'm not. When I'm doing records, they're all in character. Every one of them. This album was all sung by a 19-year-old. And I had a guy in England asking, well, you're 68. How can you sing like a 19-year-old? I go, do you know the word backstory? It's what actors use. Well, not everybody, but some. I said, you create a backstory for the character. And at 19, you stop. And so that's what it is. And
I'm always learning. So I will arrive, let's say, at a show 4 or 5 hours before the show, because the show before, I didn't listen to myself sing. I'm the only singer I know that doesn't listen to himself sing. That's a mistake sometimes, but I listen to what I did. But also, every song in that show is a different character. So what happens is, as I'm listening back to the song, I'm starting to maneuver myself into the different characters. See, I don't consider it theatrical. I consider it to be the truth. When you go to theater and you see great actors in a play, you almost float. It's almost a floating experience because they're not acting. They're telling you the truth in the moment. That's what I do in everything that I do. You're talking to Meatloaf. But if you were to see me in a show, every song is a different character.
Ah!
from Meatloaf's second album, Dead Ringer. That is the opening track, Peel Out, right here on Tone FM with me, Giles Cosgrove. We are paying tribute to Meatloaf here on The Sunday Alternative, looking back at his life and legacy with archive interviews and album versions of some of your favourite Meatloaf tracks. There was a bit of a gap between the first and second Meatloaf albums. After the meteoric success of Bat Out of Hell, a huge global tour followed that ended with Meatloaf having a nervous breakdown. What drew Meatloaf back to music after taking some time away was the need to perform. That's what he missed. Not the money, not the rock and roll lifestyle, the people. One of the key people missing on his return to record making was his collaborator Jim Steinman, who wouldn't collaborate with Meatloaf again for the best part of two decades, for reasons that are best explained by Meatloaf himself.
Jimmy wanted to be an artist as well. And Jimmy wanted to be, he wanted more recognition for Bat Out of Hell. And I took him everywhere with me. And they just, the recognition went to myself and Carla. And I felt bad for Jim. I did everything in the world. I took him to every interview. I took him to every radio. I took him, you know, he opened the show when we were doing Bat. I mean, we did everything. He just, it's like Steven Tyler with Aerosmith or Mick Jagger with the Stones. That's the first, Jim Morrison with the Doors. The front man just gets the recognition.
So you're friends with him?
Oh, yeah, I talk to him all the time. We're working on a record together.
Anytime that anybody's ever read, oh, they've had this falling out, they've done this, they've had that, it's never been true. It's been a media thing. And it's been a lawyer and a lawyer suing other lawyers and people doing this. And, of course, they bring up Meatloaf, Jim Steinman. Jim Steinman have, and I have never had an argument. The closest we've ever had to an argument was once I was singing the song Crying Out Loud. And he had, somebody before me had sang this song somewhere. And he mentions that person's name, and I said to him, don't ever tell me how to sing. This is why I knew I couldn't be an opera singer. Don't ever tell me how to sing a song. And I turned the piano over.
Oh, I've always worked, but in 1979, I just didn't agree with everything that was going on, and everything at that point in my life, I didn't enjoy being a celebrity, and I didn't come into this business to be a celebrity, and I didn't even think about it, that happening to me. I mean, that didn't cross my mind. I didn't like it, and then everything, because we sold so many records initially, everything became about money, and I really am not in it for to be a celebrity or
so
to make the money.
So what did you do?
I like the work, so I quit. I just looked at him and said, well, if you guys all want to, this is all that's important to you, then this is not what's important to me, so
did you
bye.
Stop recording?
Yeah, I stopped recording. I walked out. I mean, I walked out of recording an album. I
did
said
bye.
Did
you entertain? Did you go around and sing?
If I did, it probably wasn't very good. Not until about 1984, 85 did I really start back again. I missed it. I missed the work.
Your music kept me alive.
Well, hey, no, I think my music's kept me alive, too.
I never thought I would meet you.
No. Well, there's no need to cry, darling.
It was a fabulous concert.
Well, thank you very much. For an old man, I go for it.
For an old lady, I liked it.
The audience is always the most important thing to me. I'm going to cry here. Because I live for these people that spend the money on these seats. And they mean more to me than I do to myself. I don't mean anything. They do.
Once a beautiful Miss America married Mr. Right, had a little baby girl born on a stormy night. But that was once upon a time, now it's a brand new world. Give me the future, give me the future, give me the future with a modern girl. Give me the future, give me the future, give me the future with a modern. Breaking the chain, a skip in the clock. Girl, that's where I'm gonna find you.
like a married Mr. Right. A little baby boy born on a stormy night. But that was once upon a time, now it's a brand new world. Give me the future with a modern girl.
Give me the future, give me the future.
Give me the future with a modern girl.
Give me the future, give me the future.
Modern Girl from Meatloaf, online, on your smart speaker, on the app, and on 107.8 FM. I'm Giles Cosgrove, and this is the Sunday Alternative. We're paying tribute to the man, the myth, the bat out of hell that was Meatloaf, one of the biggest singers in rock history. And Modern Girl was, for a time, a rarity in Meatloaf's career. It was a hit. Sales were dwindling and critical reception was even worse. And it seemed for a time like Meatloaf was destined to become a one-hit wonder, a novelty act with a best-selling record that most people saw as a joke. For a time, he was building back his career, performing in pubs and clubs around the United States, building a cult following. Converting that cult following into a return to form, however, would require one special ingredient. But that ingredient came knocking, and soon the impossible suddenly became possible.
Meatloaf is back at the top with the number one album, Bat Out of Hell 2. Featuring the number one single, I'd Do Anything for Love. Meatloaf, Bat Out of Hell 2. Make it your number one album.
I worked with Meat last on Bat Out of Hell. I did that one record. And then about, 12 years after that, for some reason, it just felt like the right time to do something. I don't know why, but we got together and it seemed like a good idea. I didn't call it Bat Out of Hell 2 just to identify with the first record. It really does feel like an extension of that. It's a deeper exploration of it, let me put it that way.
Jim does not write from what he believes or what happens to him. He creates worlds. And inside the world of Life is a Lemon, that particular character that he was singing about, yeah, he thought everything was defective. But it's also... it's funny. It's a funny song. Real comedy is real life. But in that character's life, yeah, all of that was defective. His girlfriend had broke up with him. It's like, what good is sex? What good is this? What about your parents? Oh, they're defective. They forgot the warranty, And so when you get into those lyrics, you got to, the batteries are shot. They forgot the warranty. It's a dead end street to me. The answers are all very funny. So... But I didn't deliver it in tongue-in-cheek manner. I delivered it straight ahead, real.
I want my money back. he's a lie, and that's a fact. Life is a lemon, and I want my money back. And all the morons and all the stooges with their coins, they're the ones who make the rules. It's not a game, it's just a route. That's desperation. And no detergent gets it out. And we're only slipping through the cracks. And the movie's over, fade to black. Life is a lemon, and I want my money back. Never built to really last.
What about the family? It's defective.
All the batteries are shot.
What about the friends? They're defective.
All the parts are out of stock.
What about hope? It's defective.
It's corroded and decayed.
What about faith? It's defective.
It's tattered and it's frayed.
What about the gods? They're defective.
They forgot the warranty. It's a dead end street to me.
What about the school? It's defective.
It's a patent of useless land.
What about the work? It's defective.
It's a crop and then you die.
What about the childhood? It's defective.
It's getting buried in the past.
What about the future?
Alternative on Tone FM.
Who says you can never go back? Meatloaf takes you back into hell with Bat Out of Hell 2 and the Everything Louder World Tour. The biggest comeback in rock history hits the road this summer. Tickets go on sale Saturday, April 9th. Call 1-800-MEATLOAF or check your local concert listings for more details. And listen to your favorite radio station to win a trip for two to Universal Studios, Florida. Meatloaf in concert. The ultimate union of theater and rock. And it's selling out fast. Act now.
The hardest song to write and to get across was the song Objects in the Rearview Mirror May Appear Closer Than They Are. And emotionally, it was a difficult one to write because it's very... it's a very passionate song. It's really, I think, maybe the most passionate one on the record. It's got images of fertility and rebirth, but it's really got very good sexual images, images of cars, which I always like.
My mind is a movie, and everything that comes out of my mouth, there's a picture to go with it.
Any brothers that you ever knew. It was always summer and the future called. We were ready for adventures and we wanted them all. There was so much left to dream and so much time to make it real. But I can still recall the sting of all the tears when he was gone. They said it crashed and burned. I know I'll never learn why any boy should die so young. We were racing, we were soldiers of fortune. We got in trouble, but we sure got around. There are times I think I see him peeling out of the dock. I think he's right behind me now, and he's gaining ground. But it was long. Far away, oh God, it seems so very far. And if life is just a highway, then the soul is just a car. And objects in the rearview mirror may appear closer than they are. And objects in the rearview mirror may appear closer than they are. They are. And when the sun descended and the night arose, I heard my father cursing everyone he knows. He was dangerous and drunk and defeated and corroded by failure and envy and hate. There were endless winters and the dreams would freeze. Nowhere to hide and no leaves on the trees. And my father's eyes were blank as he hit me again and again and again. I know I still believe he never let me leave. I had to run away alone. So many threats and fears, so many wasted years before my life became. Long ago and it was far away. Oh God, it seems so very far. And if life is just a highway, then the soul is just a car. And objects in the rearview mirror may appear closer than they are. And objects in the rearview mirror appear closer than they are. And objects in the rearview mirror may appear closer than they are.
a beauty living on the edge of town. She always put the top up and the hammer down, and she taught me everything I'll ever know about the mystery and the muscle of love. Those were the rites of spring, and we did everything. There was salvation every night. We got our dreams reborn and our upholstery torn, but everything we tried was. Just a highway, then the soul is just a car. Objects in the rearview mirror, they appear closer than they are. And objects in the rearview mirror, they appear closer than they are.
Objects in the rearview mirror may appear closer than they are. Taken from the album Bat Out of Hell 2, Back into Hell. One of the biggest comebacks of all time for Meatloaf, playing right here on Tone FM. I'm Giles Cosgrove, and this is the Sunday Alternative, where we have been paying tribute to the man, the myth, the bat out of hell himself, Meatloaf, who sadly passed away this week at the age of 74. Next week, Tone FM will continue the tributes to Meatloaf, where Patch Jobson and the Community Connection will have Bat Out of Hell 2 as album of the week. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. I've had an absolute blast making this show. It's been a real pleasure. Meatloaf, to this day, one of my all-time favourite artists. And we can't pay tribute to Meatloaf without this track. So, in conversation with Patch Jobson, here's Lorraine Crosby and from the archive, Jim Steinman and Meatloaf talking about that track and what he won't do.
He came out to my house 89 or 90. Came out to the house and played me I'd Do Anything for Love. And he hadn't finished it. He goes, I'm not finished. It's a duet. And the girl comes in here. I'm going, well, so far it's great, Jimmy.
I'd Do Anything for Love was the first song I wrote. And it was definitely a Beauty and the Beast kind of story.
I was asked to go and sing with Meatloaf. The girl who's supposed to sing this isn't here because you go in and do it with them. It was basically to help him get through it. I sang in the booth with Meatloaf. We okay. sang together because he's a bit of a method actor, and method actors need to be in the place and with the person and get the vibe going. And so basically he wanted me to sing it with him so he knew where he could take it from what I was singing. It was a guide vocal. It was a vocal to help him sing. And I sang it twice. And they recorded it, and then I left the studio and Meatloaf continued to sing along to that vocal. And they were going to change it. They were going to get, you know, the Ellen Foley was going to do it. And for one reason or another, I think the reason it was never changed, Cher was up for it, Bonnie Tyler was up for doing it. There was a lot, Melissa Etheridge was up for doing it. But I think the reason that they did try them, I think, and I think the reason that they never used it is because I actually sang it with Meatloaf. And when you're in the pocket and in the moment, it's very difficult for someone else to come in and make it better. All they were doing was copying what I was doing. So Meatloaf rang me up about 6 months after I did the vocal and he said, look, we've tried this and we've tried that. And I just think if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Would you mind if we use the vocal? And I nearly fell off the chair.
When Lorraine sang it, she owned it.
I mean, I'm proud of that song because it's very much out of like the world of Excalibur to me. It's like Sir Lancelot or something, very noble and chivalrous. That's my favorite song on the record. It's the most ambitious.
Well, the first time I heard it on radio, we were driving up the Pacific Coast Highway 1, and on our way to Venice Beach, actually. We used to go to Venice Beach every day when we lived in LA. And we used to have an hour at the beach in the morning and then come back and work in the studio. So it was on the way to the beach and we had to pull in the lay-by, what in shock. It just sounded amazing. But no, I never thought it would do as well as it did. I thought it would do well, but I was gobsmacked at how well it did.
What is that? Right? That was it. What is that? I get that question all the time. Well, I'm here tonight to help you out, okay? I'm here. Okay, guys, can we bring in the blackboard? What is that in the song, if you hear it, before every chorus, it goes, different, and there are different lines every time before every chorus, but I'll never forgive myself if we don't go all the way tonight. I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. And every time there's a chorus, I'll never stop dreaming of you every night of my life. I'll do anything for love, but I won't do that. I'll never forget the way you feel right now. I will do anything for love, but I won't do what?
I know you can save me, no one else can save me now. appetite. Can you colorize my life? I'm so sick of black and white. Can you make it all a little less old?
I can do that.
The Sunday Alternative Meatloaf Tribute Special was written, produced and presented by Giles Cosgrove. It was a production of the Tone Community Media Group CIC for Tone FM.
Nothing but just great songs for the county town. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.